I've entitled my homily this morning, Let's Zero In. Let's Zero In. In that passage that Pam read to us from the book of Genesis, we start at first with a macrocosm, that all of the world is coming to Egypt because of the famine that is in the land. But then we move from this big picture to a smaller picture, where we zero in on one family. Joseph, of course, having a key role in this family, because not only is he the brother that was sold into slavery, he is also now the governor of Egypt. But I want to read to you a verse that comes immediately before today's reading. And here we have a description of the birth of Joseph's children. Before the year the famine came, that's what we were reading today, but before the year the famine came, Joseph had two sons. Joseph called the firstborn Manasseh, for he said, God has made me forget all my hardship and my father's house. So the name Manasseh means to forget. And then his second son is born. They're twins, of course. And the second son's name, we're told, is Ephraim. For God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. So Manasseh means to forget. Ephraim means fruitful. And Joseph is at the point in his life where he thinks, well, better bury the past because it's done for, and I better move on. But here's the amazing thing about God. At the very moment when his sons are born, the famine comes into the land. And at the moment when he thought, well, my past is forgotten, his brothers show up. This is so often the way of God. That when we think, oh, I got to bury that past, I can't deal with that anymore, God says, no, Joseph. In the middle of this worldwide crisis, I want you to deal with the crisis in your own heart. Because the greatest famine isn't the famine in the land, but the famine that exists in your family because there is no reconciliation. And of course, not only does it affect Joseph, but we know it affects his brothers. Because as Joseph deals harshly with them, remember, he knows who they are, but they don't know who he is. They recognize, oh no, we're getting our just deserts, retribution for what had happened probably something like 20 years in the past. Isn't that interesting? How in this amazing story, God is bringing about a reconciliation. In the big picture, we zero in on the small picture. And here's the beautiful thing about this story. It's the story of your life, and it is the story of my life. For God is always calling us by name. God is always calling us in a way where he wants to bring about a reconstitution, a reconciliation. And that's why in today's gospel, our Lord gives this very clear instruction. Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter not into the towns of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. What does that mean? At this point, Jesus is saying, I want you to zero in on the people of Israel because the tribes had been lost for hundreds of years. And now in bringing the tribes together, represented by the 12 apostles, Jesus is wanting to bring about a restoration and a reconciliation for Israel. And that's where the gospel is to begin, to announce that the kingdom of God has come near. And the same thing is true with your story and with my story. We have a public face. The public face of Joseph was he was the governor of Egypt. The public face of Joseph was that he was a man with great insight, great administrative skills, and he used those in a way that benefited so many other people. But he also had the private face, the face that actually spoke into his heart in such a way that when he hears his brothers speak in Hebrew, although they don't know that he can understand them, we're told at the end of that passage that he wept. My beloved brothers and sisters, in each one of our lives, we are called to be part of this family, the family of Israel, the family of Jesus, the family of St. Peter's. And to discover more and more who we are is to always realize that God is saying to us, I want to zero in on your heart. I want to zero in on your life because I'm not done with you yet. I'm continuing to work in such a way to bring you more and more into the place of knowing who you truly are as my people. One last thought. Pharaoh says to the people, go to Joseph and he will provide wheat for you. And here, of course, we come to the very heart of the story. We do go to Joseph. Joseph, the father of Jesus. Jesus, the one who is the bread of life. Jesus, the one who provides the wheat of the Eucharist in abundance. What an amazing story. You think it's just about a family in Egypt thousands of years ago, but we discover it's your story, it's my story, it's our story. Because as we go to Joseph, we zero in on this Eucharist, on this day, when we will receive the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Eucharistic Lord, who thankfully is not done with us yet.